Many people are becoming increasingly worried by the long-term consequences of producing and consuming genetically modified produce. The gulf between the scientific community and the general public may be caused in part by the lack of transparency in the companies developing these products. The onus should be on the biotech industry, both to demonstrate that there are no long-term negative consequences for consumers of these new products, and to adopt complete transparency on all the possible implications such plants may have for the natural environment. Clearly, the argument that if there is no conclusive evidence that a particular product is harmful, then there's nothing wrong with it, cannot be accepted. The point is that genetically modified food is not just another product, like a car or a portable computer. Whether we like it or not, we do not know the long-term consequences of introducing genetically modified organisms into the wider environment. In medicine, for instance, the drug thalidomide was found to be excellent for the treatment of morning sickness in pregnant women, but its long-term consequences for the health of the unborn child were not foreseen and proved catastrophic. Given the tremendous pace of development in modern genetics, it is urgent now to refine our capacity for moral reasoning so that we are equipped to address the ethical challenges of this new situation. We cannot wait for a series of responses to emerge in an organic way. We need to confront the reality of our potential future and tackle the problems directly. I feel the time is ripe to engage with the ethical side of the genetic revolution in a manner that transcends the doctrinal standpoints of individual religions. We must rise to the ethical challenge as members of one human family, not as a Buddhist, a Jew, a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim. Nor is it adequate to address these ethical challenges from the perspective of purely secular, liberal political ideals, such as individual freedom, choice, and fairness. We need to examine the questions from the perspective of a global ethics that is grounded in the recognition of fundamental human values that transcend religion and science. It is not adequate to adopt the position that our responsibility as a society is simply to further scientific knowledge and enhance our technological power, nor is it sufficient to argue that what we do with this knowledge and power should be left to the choices of individuals. If this argument means that society at large should not interfere with the course of research and the creation of new technologies based on such research, it would effectively rule out any significant role for humanitarian or ethical considerations in the regulation of scientific development. It is essential, indeed it is a responsibility, for us to be much more critically self-aware about what we are developing and why. The basic principle is that the earlier one intervenes in the causal process, the more effective is one's prevention of undesirable consequences. In order to respond to the challenges in the present and in the future, we need a much higher level of collective effort than has been seen yet. One partial solution is to ensure that a larger segment of the general public has a working grasp of scientific thinking and an understanding of key scientific discoveries, especially those which have direct social and ethical implications. Education needs to provide not only training in the empirical facts of science, but also an examination of the relationship between science and society at large, including the ethical questions raised by new technological possibilities. This educational imperative must be directed at scientists as well as laypeople, so that scientists retain a wider understanding of the social, cultural, and ethical ramifications of the work they are doing.